True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Last night was a very entertaining night in baseball, but something so fascinating happened that I think is a case study in human psychology. So we work in New York. We do a sports talk radio show in New York. And most of the time when we talk about the Yankees, Yankee fans self-loathe. In fact, I argued with Sean last week where I was defending the Yankees as a Met fan. Hey, I think they're the best team in the American League talent-wise. And Sean tells me every reason they suck. And we do this all the time. Like, we take callers from Yankee fans. They're terrible at this. They're terrible at that. And yet, someone with a respected voice said it last night on TV, and it got Yankee fans all upset. If you missed it, here is the respected longtime baseball guy, Buck Martinez, on the Blue Jay broadcast, simply reacting to the fact that the Yankees had an inning in which they gave up 150 runs.
The Yankees, they're not a good team. I don't care what their record is. They have a lot of wild pitches. They make a lot of mistakes in the field. They don't run the bases very well. If they don't hit home runs, they don't have a chance to win.
Now, I say this with all due respect because I love Buck. That's a caller to WFAN. That's a Yankee fan. Yet because he said it, the voice of the Blue Jays, Yankee fans were very upset. So joining us right now, the culprit in this whole thing, one of the voices of the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm a fan of his work. The great Buck Martinez. Buck, would you like to apologize to Yankee fans? Or I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know what I would apologize for. I'm just stating the facts. You know, they're 19-23 against the East. They're 20-22 in one-run games. And you know what? I played against the Yankees when I was with the Royals, and I have tremendous respect for their organization. But this particular team makes a lot of mistakes, and it costs them ball games. And, you know, they have a lot of wild pitches. You know, they make errors. They don't run the bases particularly well. And, you know, they have some good players. No question about it. Aaron Judge passed Yogi last night with home runs. And, you know what? This is not their best version of the New York Yankees, and I think everybody would admit that.
Did you know that you were going viral after you said this?
No, I don't know. I don't do social media, so I don't know anything about that stuff.
Well, here's what I'll say. I'm not even a Yankee fan. I don't think they're a bad team or not a good team. I think they're a flawed team, but I think everybody's flawed. Like, I think the Blue Jays are flawed. I think the Tigers are flawed. So I think the wording is a little harsh only because the Yankees can win the World Series. Would you agree with that statement, that they could win the World Series?
They could. No question. I think anybody could. And you're right. Baseball doesn't have many perfect teams. You know, I think, you know, everybody at the start of the season thought the Dodgers and the Yankees were going to run away with everything and nobody else should even play because they were stacked with talent. And obviously, you know, talent doesn't always end up on top. You can have great players, but if they don't execute as a team, they're not going to win. And I think we have seen that consistently over the years, that teams have a very difficult time winning back-to-back championships. And it doesn't happen very often because every season is different. Bullpens aren't the same from year to year. Right. Starting pitchers get hurt. And there's a lot of injuries around baseball. And Blue Jays just lost Bo Bichette, and he was having a phenomenal season. The Yankees know all about Bo and how good he is. And Vladdy, of course, is having a great month of September, and it started at Yankee Stadium, and he's always hit well. But, you know, Blue Jays have a concern now because they don't have Bo, and they don't know when they're going to get him back. But they've got coverage defensively, but they're not going to make up for his offense. I mean, he hits the best pitching in the game in tough situations, and that's tough to replace.
Yeah, injuries are really tough. I know the Dodgers have dealt with that a lot as well. But, you know, Buck, let me ask you about the fundamentals of the game. We talk about often these guys are professionals. Like, they should be able to know how to charge a ball correctly or know your, you know, the situation on the base path. Why are we seeing so many more of these, let's call them little league errors in this game?
Because there's not a focus on defense and there's not a focus on base running. And teams just, you know, everybody's about hitting the ball out of the ballpark, spin rate, exit velocity, launch angle, all that stuff. The game has never changed. If the team that prevents runs and scores more runs than their opponent generally wins the game. And the fundamentals, and that's what the Blue Jays have done really well this year. They cleaned up their base running. They cleaned up their defense. Dalton Varsha's having a great season in center field, saving runs. Defensively, they have played very well as a team. And you know what? That's why they're always in games. They've got 43 comeback wins because their defense tightens up late in the game. They make great plays to save runs, and they allow their offense to come back and score late in the game and come back with wins.
We're talking to Buck Martinez, who deeply offended Yankee fans last night by saying what they usually say, which is they're not very good. Now, our overnight host, Chris McMonagle, I mean, he was crying on the air. He's very, very upset with you. In fact, the words he used to describe the Blue Jays, because he wouldn't attack you. You're a good dude. We all respect you. But he decided to attack the Blue Jays. He said they're a bunch of frauds, they're a bunch of losers, and they haven't won a playoff game in a decade. Would you like to counter our overnight's harsh, harsh critique of the first-place Toronto Blue Jays?
No, he's correct. They haven't won in a decade. They lost six straight playoff games. And, you know, you can't argue. And like Tuna said years ago, you are what your record says you are.
Right.
The Blue Jays are in first place by three games. With, what, 18 games to left? Mm-hmm. 18 games left in the schedule. I like their position. They have the tiebreaker against Boston. They have the tiebreaker against the Yankees. And they're in the driver's seat. All they got to do is take care of business. All they got to do is play and win. And they come back. Last night, they were no-hit through five innings. Springer hits a home run in the sixth. That starts the Blue Jays' rally. That energized the bench. They came back, scored two in the ninth, one in the tenth, and won it. On a ground ball to the first baseman, Miles Straw scored ahead of the throw to the plate. They win the walk-off game, and you know, they got the first win of a series against a very good Houston team. So, yeah, you know what? They're playing very good right now.
Right. Is there a specific catalyst to that? Like, we've talked a lot about the Mets today and how different it feels from a year ago when they had the Iglesias singing, the OMG, all this stuff going on, even though they were probably on paper a worse team than this year's Mets team. But they had this thing where they felt together. Is there a catalyst like that with the Blue Jays?
Yeah, there is. This is the best group of players I've ever seen in Blue Jays franchise history. As far as rooting for each other, playing for each other, hanging out with each other, they all get along. The pitchers get along with the position players. The starters get along with the relievers. The players get along with the coaching staff. It's really a great situation. And you can see it reflected late in the game when everybody is at the top step thinking that I'm going to have an opportunity to help this team win. And that's what it's all about. It's winning games. It's not how many hard hit balls you hit. It's not how far you hit them. It's how many games can you win. And that's what John Snyder has emphasized all season long.
We're talking to Buck Martinez, of course, does a great job calling Blue Jay games. And last night called the Yankees out, and a lot of Yankee fans were offended. And some of the Yankee fans boggle my mind. Like, I'm about to introduce Sean Morash to you. Sean and I argued last week about the Yankees. He's a Yankee fan. He said that they suck. They're not going anywhere. They're a bunch of losers. They can't beat good teams. I'm the one who defends them. And even he is a perfect test case. He agrees with you, right. But he's mad at you too. So, Sean,
yeah,
what's your critique of
Buck?
So, Buck, I just...
I'm sorry that the fans are mad at me. I got great advice my first year of broadcasting from the great Tony Kubek. Tony was doing games in Toronto at the time. They had three different networks carrying Blue Jay games, and I was working for one of those networks. And I had a situation with the Blue Jays players. They disagreed with something I said on a talk show. And I was really down. It was my first year broadcasting, and I thought, I'm not doing this. I hate this job. It's not like being a player. But Tony pulled me aside and says, listen, you played 17 years in the big leagues. You played on some great teams in Kansas City, Milwaukee, and Toronto. You have a right to your opinion because you've been through all of that before.
That's right.
And that's all I said. It was my opinion, and that's what I feel.
Buck, I agree with your opinion.
Damn right. I'm on Buck.
Hold on. Buck, we agree with your opinion. We do suck. But I got to be honest. It felt slightly cowardly to do this right after the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 2 out of 3. Why didn't you say it this weekend when the Yankees were beating Toronto?
Hmm. Yeah. Well, the Yankees, they didn't have many hits. They did beat Toronto, but for the season, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees.
Damn right. So. You tell them.
Buck, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you,
I thought that was great. I'm glad you came on to talk about it. And you know what? When you guys play in the ALDS or ALCS, yeah, we'll talk to you again, my man.
Well,
I appreciate it.
That would mean they've won a playoff game then.
That's right.
That's exactly
we
got to
win a playoff game, Bo.
Take care, Buck.
Thank you, Buck.
All right, fellas. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, man. Buck Martinez. That's a good sport right there.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I love about him? And I thought about this last night, and he was honest. He had no idea this went viral.
No.
He's like,
he
really?
He doesn't have social media.
He doesn't know.
Right.
He's not paying
Why
attention.
He's just going to do his job.
But it was the most amazing case study ever because he said what Yankee fans say, and Yankee fans are like, can you believe this guy?
Well, you know what it is. We say what we want about our team. The moment an enemy says the same thing we're saying, you flip. That's our baby to beat up.
No, I understand. I get it. It's kind of like when I rip the Jets, and I'm killing them. And even when Tiki joins in, like, I'm all good. As soon as you open your mouth, Sean, it's like...
Well, you know, I don't kill. I just give, like, the IFO opinion.
That's why I don't think
even
I get mad.
Even if it's mean and detrimental.
I totally agree.
But you're the anti-fan over there, Sean.
Yeah. I guess I am. All I know is this. What really sucks about this is now I want the Yankees to beat the Blue Jays more than ever in a postseason series, and I want to crush Buck for it, and the fans will crush Buck for it, and he won't see it because he's not paying attention to social media anyway.
I have no idea. It is true.
Does he even have it? Does he even kind of...
Great question.
Just latently have social media?
Probably none. There's no reason to.
I mean, what is he, 75?
He's been around forever, man. I remember him on ESPN. Yeah. He did a great job. I think that if the Yankees do play the Blue Jays, and there is certainly a possibility.
76.
76?
Yeah.
If they play each other in the playoffs, that audio is going to be brought up again. I'm just telling you right now. Like, that's going to be the rallying cry.
Especially if the Yankees are tight on the base pass. They make every defensive play. Like,
yeah.
They play like a good team.
You know, it's funny. So last night I was listening to our overnight host, Chris Big Mac Back McMonagle, and he was very upset with Buck Martinez.
Big Mac.
Big everywhere.
Big Mac's got back.
He's everything. But Chris was fascinating. So he was mad at Buck Martinez, and then he said this about Yankee shortstop Anthony Volpe.
He cannot hit. He cannot field. He cannot get a bunt down.
I don't know why that cracked me up.
All right.
And Big Mac's one to not turn on you. So he was mad at two people last night, Buck Martinez and Anthony Volpe. And listen, let's be honest about Anthony Volpe.
And it's not getting better.
It's not getting better.
No matter what Pooney says, no matter how he tries to...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC. Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spit it. Like, I saw some positivity a week ago, and I'm just waiting for it to reignite this really good play. It's not happening.
It's not happening, and there are two things I feel bad about when it comes to Anthony Volpe, okay? Number one, privately, on my own, I take the West Side Highway to work every day.
Yes.
A lot of New Yorkers do. We drive on the West Side Highway. Every day, I pass a billboard, and there's a picture of Anthony Volpe every day. And every day I pass by the billboard,
what
I'm
like, what is it promoting?
I don't want to put down
but
or
you know.
Yeah, it's a dressing, like like a suit company.
Oh, okay.
And nothing, no issue with the company. It's just, and look, they took a gamble. I mean, they picked Anthony Volpe to endorse them. And so every day I walk and drive on the West Side Highway, I see Anthony Volpe smiling at me. And all I could think about is, this guy stinks. Then this morning I park my car, and as I'm walking from the parking lot to the radio station, there's a truck parked. And what's on the back of the truck? A picture of Anthony Volpe.
He cannot hit.
Cannot field.
He cannot field.
And cannot bunt.
He can't do anything. But I see his face everywhere, and I feel bad for him because right now if I'm Anthony Volpe, I wouldn't want my face everywhere. Mm. And the second thing I do feel bad about is last night when he couldn't get the bunt down, and it was pathetic, he's getting booed out of the building.
Wow.
He's public enemy number one.
He has been for a month and a half now.
Do him a favor and get his ass out of the limelight.
But Boone can't do that.
Of course he can. He can play Jose Caballero.
No. Obviously he can. He just will not.
Well, he should.
Of course he should. We've been saying this for forever now. Sit him down. He hasn't earned the right to play right now.
Damn right.
Well, he is sitting tonight.
How about that?
For a game?
Oh, well, we haven't heard for a game. Boone hasn't spoken.
No, he's
yet.
Sitting for a game because that's what happens.
Yeah.
He gets all the Yankee fans excited that finally there's going to be a repercussion for sucking, and then he sits for a game.
Yeah,
because he's on the verge. It's going to happen in a second. Trust me, guys. I'm the manager. I'm here with them every day. I know he's coming around. It's going to happen today, and it doesn't happen. And then he gets called to bench again.
This is unbelievable. I just got audio from Aaron Boone explaining why Anthony Volpe is not playing today. Take it away.
He cannot hit. He cannot field. He cannot get a bunt down.
Boone heard Big Mac and said, I'm out. And in all of it's true. He can't hit, he can't field, he can't bunt. And everyone agrees with that. Until Buck Martinez says it, then we got a problem.
Well, yes, that's fair.
And then we have an issue.
I mean, if he would have said specifically about Anthony Volpe, Buck would have had no problem from Yankee fans.
Buck, no problem from Yankee fans. Yankee fans would have wanted him hired as the next manager.
That's true.
Let's go to Steve in Harlem. What's up, Steve?
Guys, we found what set Sean free, and it's a little vendetta. This is nuts. I think Buck is just a little hurt that the Blue Jays pitching staff loves to give up home runs to Aaron Judge, so that's all he can think about. But when you break this down, it's pretty insane because we are not below the 15th ranked team in almost any hitting metric, and I'm looking through it. So I just think it's a little off base. Yes, we hit a lot of home runs. We have, I think it's 70 more home runs than the Blue Jays. And with runners in scoring position, we have about 10 to 11 more. So I ask, what's wrong with that? Like, we are barreling up balls and we are taking them out of the field, and we're not allowing your fielding to take that ball away. It's gone. Whereas I get that it's cool and attractive that the Blue Jays put the ball in play, but guess what? We have McMahon at third now. We have Bellinger catching balls left and right in the outfield. Like, all right, put those balls in play. We're going to take them out. I don't get the critique when we're scoring runs. And if you take those 70 home runs away, let's say those were doubles instead of home runs. You can't take away the contact. We just barreled those balls up. It wouldn't make that much of a difference. I get they have a better average, but, like, let's look at their pitching. Their pitching is below top 20. That's an actual, uh-oh, like, we're going to take you guys deep. Let's go. Like, well, let's go, Sean.
Stick with the offense for 1 second, because here's the way I would phrase this on the Blue Jays versus the Yankees. Division rivals, and now they hate each other because Buck Martinez opened his mouth. The Yankees are number one in the American League in runs. The Blue Jays are number two. Okay, so let's just have the facts right out there.
Yep.
Yankees are ahead of them, but Yankees one, Blue Jays two. They get there in an incredibly different way. So, for example, the Yankees have hit 245 home runs, which is not just the most in the American League in baseball. It's the most by a lot. The Blue Jays have hit 175. The Blue Jays have a team batting average of 270, which is insanely high. The Yankees are 248. The Blue Jays never strike out. They've struck out the fewest times in baseball. The Yankees don't strike out the most, but they strike out significantly more. If you're going to get to the same place, or at least a very similar place in terms of runs scored, how would you rather get there? And I think that's a fair question.
Yeah.
Would you rather get there the way the Blue Jays do it with far and away? And by the way, it's far and away. Their team batting average is 269. The next highest is 254. Like, it's not even close.
Right.
Much like the Yankees are with home runs.
Right, but it's hard to score that way sometimes.
Because you have to string hits together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so all it takes is a cold streak, and then you're not putting together as many runs. Whereas if you're just smashing home runs because you have a lineup full of guys that can hit 25-plus home runs, then you're just going to get guys running into it every now and then.
So which offense would you rather have?
The Yankees.
The Yankees, okay.
By the way, defensively, the Toronto Blue Jays, I'm looking at the errors per game. Yankees are 0.58 errors per game. Toronto Blue Jays? 0.56.
Yeah. It's not the best indicator anymore, but I respect. I got you. I got you.
I'm just saying.
I got you. I got you.
Statistically, they're kind of the same defensive team.
Would you rather, Sean, have an offense that gets to the amount of runs the Yankees and Blue Jays get to by hitting a lot of home runs with a low batting average and a lot of strikeouts, or the way the Blue Jays do it? High batting average, low home runs, low strikeouts.
I think the more runs you score, the more you win, but ultimately in the playoffs, you got to manufacture runs. I've learned that.
That's the counter.
Yeah.
The counter to all of this is, hey, in October, how does it translate?
Okay, but the Yankees were in the World Series a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know what you're saying, but the Yankees were in the World Series a year ago.
I don't want to use the phrase I'm about to use because I don't know another way to use it, but you know that really obnoxious, offensive phrase, there's multiple ways to skin a cat?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that phrase. Like, who would skin a cat? Like, what are we doing? We're a bunch of animals? That's disgusting. Mm-hmm. I had a cat. I love my cat. Who's skinning a cat? So I would love a new way to use that same phrase without saying multiple ways to skin a cat.
There's multiple ways to shave a back.
I like that. There's multiple ways, Teak, to shave a back.
Are there?
Yeah, you could go electric razor. You can go shaving cream and Bic it.
Or Nair. Just let it nair it.
Yeah.
Okay. So three.
Multiple. Wax.
How do you shave your back, Teak?
I don't. I don't need to.
You're not hairy?
I'm not hairy.
Dude, you got to see something disgusting here, right?
There are things you can
We're not on
see.
TV yet.
Oh, lovely. God. Wow, look at that. Evan's back hair looks like the Tesla logo.
You look like a man-o-lantern.
Yeah, I got hair all over my back. It's absolutely insane. Hey, we'll come back with your calls, 888-808-1019, toll-free number on the Yankees and the Mets. We'll get to the football as well, including my thank you to Aaron Glenn, because clearly he listens to the show. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan on the night of baseball. Yankees trying to even up their three-game series against the Detroit Tigers. And the Mets are going to try to snap the losing streak. Stop the bleeding right now because things have gotten bad recently and the wild card race has tightened up. So Mets, Phillies later tonight. Yankees, Tigers later tonight. We will talk to Connor Hughes coming up in about a half hour on all the goings-ons with the Jets and Giants. And we will get to the big decision Aaron Glenn made in the next 10 minutes. But let's get back to some of your telephone calls, 888-808-1019. Our buddy Kendrick in Suffern. What's up, Kendrick?
Gentlemen, what's going on? I wanted to call and chime in about the pitching situation and the Mets right now. But before I say something about that, just in terms of Soto last night, Evan, I don't know if it's a selfish move. I think it's an aggressive move. I think this year he's really worked on that base running, and that's something where, as an ultra-competitive person, if he sees something given to him, he's just going to take it. And
I think the team, let me just respond to this real quick. The team as a whole, and it's not just Juan Soto, they got to do a better job of picking their spots because it feels like they have been overly aggressive recently, and it's caused negative things to happen with the stolen base.
Yeah, that's fair. But in terms of the pitching, you know, Evan, you know, and I appreciated the credit, I'm going to push this narrative one more time with McClain and the pitching staff and Manaea. If I'm Mendoza, and credit to Mendoza this year, I know a lot of guys get on him for his decisions in-game, but when you look at the things that he's handled as a leader, sending Senga down to the minor leagues, Alvarez, a former number one prospect, going to the minor leagues, the third base competition, and there's never a peep out of that locker room like there's something's wrong, that's leadership. And that's why I lean into keeping Mendoza, but not even mentioning the word fire around him. But with the pitching staff, I have to be honest. I'm going to call out David Stearns. I'm going to call out Mendoza and even our owner, Cohen, Steve Cohen. You know, if you're all in this year, you have to maximize Nolan McClain's starts. The difference is either 3 or 4 starts. We have days off. The idea that Sean Manaea needs to continue to get starts, he can be used like – and the Mets seem to be like the Knicks this year, where we've gotten these big names and people are just not enjoying the season because they're not reaching the lofty goals that maybe we put up that were too high. But Manaea could be like the Josh Hart, where it's like, hey, buddy, we need someone on the bullpen. We need someone from the bench. You have to take that role because it's important. Because a 6-man rotation with days off, instead of having 4 starts for Nolan McClain, we only have 3. And the idea of the 3 months being, you know, lackadaisical and losing, you know, when the 3 young starters pitch, we have a winning record. They've only been up for a month. So the narrative of April, May, June, July, forget that. Look at who your top 3, top 4 guys are, and innings be damned. Because right now, you either want to win this year or you don't. And if they do not skip Manaea and take the 6-man rotation and move it to a 5-man rotation to maximize the starts for our best starters, they are signaling to the fan base that this year is not an all-in year.
I think you'll appreciate this, Kendrick, because you know I've done it already. What if I told you that I mapped out the rotation 5 or 6 man?
Of course you did.
And it actually won't change the amount of starts Nolan McClain has. What if I told you that?
Okay.
Well, it's the truth. I've done it. So I understand what you're saying. And here's the overall point. Maximize Nolan McClain. I completely agree with that sentiment. And believe it or not, just because I've done this work, this exercise,
they're going to do it anyways.
He will make the same amount of starts, potentially, if they so choose. So I'll give you an example. He's in line, based on a 6-man rotation, to pitch again Sunday against Texas, and then the following Sunday against the Nationals, mm-hmm. and then, if they want him to, game 162 against Miami. The hope is he's not going to pitch game 162 because the Mets will have a playoff spot wrapped up.
Right.
And so if they choose to pitch him less, it would actually be a good thing because they've advanced.
Yeah, and ultimately you don't want him to pitch 162 because you probably want him to start game 1 of the postseason.
Well, correct? And you're also hoping, game 162, if it matters, he has to pitch.
Of course.
If it doesn't matter, he's not going to pitch it, like you said, because mm-hmm. he's starting the postseason. Maybe I'm a sucker, and you tell me because you're an IBO in this regard. I was actually encouraged by the meeting with Mendy in the tunnel.
I agree.
And the way Manaea responded, I'm willing to give him one more start.
Well, yeah, I think you kind of have to, but I think the bigger story is, does Carlos Mendoza lean into that philosophy? That whatever happened in the tunnel, whatever motivating words or encouragement or ire could have been, we don't know, that he threw at Sean Manaea, does he lean into it with everybody else?
Well,
and it's going to be hard, I think, because then it becomes preachy. You know, so I don't know if that's going to work.
And I'm sure you obviously can speak on this better than I. I believe that motivating players is different based on the individual.
100%.
Tom Coughlin can say something to you. What he says to Michael Strahan or Amani Toomer would probably have to be different, right?
Very different. So absolutely. There you go.
So I think Manaea may have just responded to it better than, say...
Or he just needed it.
Yeah.
And as a good manager, he recognized it and snapped him into focus. And he was fine for the remaining 3 innings. But the question is going to be, why didn't you know to start the game with that kind of motivating talk?
The 5-inning, 4-run start is not a good start, right? You do the math, it's a terrible ERA. But I always say about a 5-inning, 4-run start is you kept your team in the game. And we will talk about that start more so based on what the offense does than anything else. Like, if the offense scores a bunch of runs and you leave the game up 6-5, you're like, I kept them in the game.
Right.
If your offense is limp, like the Mets were, you're like, oh my God, it was terrible. So five innings, four runs. We call that the McGill in Met country. That's the McGill. It's five innings, four runs.
Why are you getting on a guy that's going to have Tommy John at some point?
Well, I don't mean to get on him specifically. It's just
why are you throwing insult to injury?
That's the term I would use.
Rough.
I hope that everything's okay with Tyler and Trevor. Mm. Trevor's his brother. I think he's on the IL too with Milwaukee. I guess it runs in the family that they get hurt.
They're not twins, right?
No, I don't think so. No, I think they just have similar first names. Let's go to Jody in Warren, New Jersey. Hey, Jody.
Hey, what's up, Jody?
Hey, F Tom Brady. Hey, guys, you know, Evan, do I care that Juan Soto is selfish or not? I mean, what professional athlete, I mean, Tiki, you've played with professional athletes, whether professionally or in college, who certainly was selfish, and selfishness kind of works, right? I mean, look, Reggie Jackson, one could argue, was a selfish player. Give me three home runs, Juan Soto. Thank you very much in the World Series. You know, he's going to go down as a legend.
Right. Jody, I was selfish. I wouldn't come off the field.
That's a different thing, though.
No, it's not. I mean,
of course it is.
I was probably tired. Could have given some run to BJ. Get a couple extra, you know, breaths so I have more freshness in the fourth quarter. Like, now I'm good.
I need
those extra yards.
Well, selfish would be if you were fighting for the extra yards when you were better off going down to stop the clock. Something like that. Like, look, Juan Soto was safe at third base, so ultimately it wasn't a big deal. But it was a terrible look stealing third base.
So why are you making a big deal about it then?
Because I felt that way and it was confirmed by Keith Hernandez. I got to be perfectly honest with you. When I sit there, I have thoughts. And sometimes I'll go with my thoughts no matter what. But I wasn't sure because I was like, I don't really like that stolen base. It was exacerbated by the fact that Keith Hernandez was thinking exactly what I was thinking.
Uh-huh. Do you think, though, that Keith and maybe even you in the back of your mind, while we're talking about the game situation, the Met kind of collapse right now plays into it? It's about more than the singular game in that moment.
So Juan Soto?
Yeah.
Like Juan Soto's trying to be forward, progressive. I'm going to do everything I can to try to get a run across.
That, but also the negative around it, where if it's in a capsule of the Mets are on pace for 100 wins, it happens. Do we throw it away more? Just like the entire Met feel right now has this negative energy, and it's about more than just that game. Like, we're in the middle of this complete free fall, and you're doing this.
I think you have to give him the benefit of the doubt. You have to give Soto the benefit of the doubt and assume that he's just trying to be a player.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
playmaker.
Okay, but what is Keith or an Evan? Do you think that you have a different mindset if this is not in this whole negative Mets run right now? It's just about one game.
I think losing the game probably plays a big role in it. I think if they were winning 7-2 and there was two strikes on a batter,
right.
I'd still say this is not a smart baseball play, but I'd probably be less annoyed because they're winning.
But what if you're losing the game and you're up 5 games in the division, is my point.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. And I think Juan Soto adding stolen bases to his arsenal has been awesome.
Of course.
Like, more of his stolen bases have been productive and helpful than have been meaningless.
What was his previous high? 12?
Like 12.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a credit.
Why did he never do it before?
Well, because I think this is going on with the organization with Anton Richardson kind of getting in guys' heads on how to take advantage of pitchers and leave early.
It's a directive.
It's a directive. And also, here's a credit to Juan Soto. I'll put him over a little bit. When he signed the contract with the New York Mets, one of the things I read about immediately, and Steve Gelbs did a great job of reporting it on TV, is that he went to, like, the pitching coaches and said, I want to throw better in right field. Mm. And it was like, whoa. And he's like, I want to get better. Right. Now, as Yankee fans certainly recall, your first impression of him was that outfield assist on opening day. And here's Juan Soto as a player, as an individual, and I think this is great as a human. We all should try to do it. You always want to get better every single day.
Professional development.
You are never settled.
It's one of the secret reasons the Commanders got really good last year.
They self-evaluated?
Dan Quinn has all of this professional development going on.
It's smart.
From the assistant coach to every player. What do you want to be better at?
Yes. And I think it's important. And I think sometimes in life, no matter whatever your job is, you're like, I'm good. I don't need to get better. And I disagree with that.
Of course.
Like, I'm looking every day how the hell I can get better. I'm not like, I'm good. No, I'm always trying.
A couple sit-ups. Maybe try some push-ups here or there.
Is that what you were thinking?
If you could, maybe do a pull-up.
That's not what I was referring to. I was referring to, like, the radio.
My bad.
The thing I do for a living.
You're professional.
Yeah.
I meant personal.
Like, I listen to the tapes and be like, oh, God, that was bad, Evan. You're an idiot. Things like that. So it was encouraging to see a guy who just got $765 million to say, hey, I want to improve my throwing.
Well,
he did that with his running, too.
It tells you he wants to be great.
Absolutely.
And that's all you can ask for an athlete is want to be great or the greatest, the best that you can be. And it's the guys who don't do that that frustrate the hell out of you.
You want me to give you an example?
Go ahead.
Ben Simmons.
100%.
There's
he doesn't even want to play basketball anymore.
He doesn't. The difference between Ben Simmons and Kobe Bryant is not God-given talent.
No.
The difference between Kobe Bryant and Ben Simmons is want, it is work,
right.
And it's the mentality.
Right.
Ben Simmons could have made Colin Cowherd look right. You guys remember what Colin Cowherd said? He gets killed for it. Hey, LeBron, don't worry. We got Ben Simmons. Hmm. Ben Simmons had a chance to be that player.
Yeah.
He chose not to. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people just make that decision.
He keeps choosing not to. Didn't he turn down the Knicks who wanted to sign him?
So it's funny you say that. There was a report, I think Stephon Bond, who's a damn good reporter, said that that's what happened. And then there's been the Knicks side of things.
Which is?
We talked to him. We never made an offer.
Got it.
So where that stands now, who knows? Bottom line is Ben Simmons doesn't want to play basketball. And Ben Simmons is one of those guys who didn't work hard enough. And so it is encouraging to see someone like Juan Soto, and I do respect this about him, sign a billion-dollar contract, essentially, and go to work to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that about him. I just thought that stolen base was a little like, what are we doing here?
Leave it alone.
Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
What up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Good.
A couple of things. I got what Buck was saying, too, I think kind of applies. I think the Toronto mix seems better than the Yankee mix, and again, it's just from a fan's point of view. And I think that might come into play later on. But I have a question for you regarding McMahon. I've been watching baseball since 1970, and I don't think I've ever seen a major league hitter swing and miss more than Ryan McMahon. I don't know how it's possible. I mean, the guy literally, and I know he has some success, but I don't think I've ever seen a guy in 50 years swing and miss more than this guy.
Wow, and you watch Joey Gallo.
Joey
Gallo hit some hard-hit balls. You know, they just weren't finding the gaps.
Yeah. Look, with all due respect to Ryan McMahon, he's not a great hitter. I think you kind of knew that. Like, his numbers have in a lot of ways mirrored what he did in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
He's here for his glove.
Yeah.
And that's what he's here for. But I would reject the idea, as a lifelong Yankee fan to our last caller, that he didn't watch Joey Gallo swing and miss more than Ryan McMahon. That's not fair. I'm sorry. I got to defend Ryan McMahon's honor because we all watch Joey Gallo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to play something for you, and I promise I'm not doing this because I got something right, because I didn't get anything right. This is not a prediction. This is not, oh, look how smart Evan has. Nothing to do with that. It's that I'm happy that my head coach listened, not just to me, but to his own words. After the Jets lost to the Buffalo Bills, oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Oh, boy.
Wow. Well, by the way, you can stream that game this weekend and all NFL games all season long, including the Bills and the Jets. A juicy matchup in Week 2, starting for just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Go visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah, take that back. Strike that from the record, because I basically predicted the future.
Yeah, that sounded like an official pick for Friday. Yeah, Evans laying the 7 with Buffalo.
It was.
Well, after the Jets lost in heartbreaking fashion to the Pittsburgh Steelers, we came on the air. We talked about the Giants. We talked about the Jets. And it was a priority of mine that in the first half hour, I said something very, very specific to my head coach, Aaron Glenn. Not that he's listening to Sports Talk Radio on a Monday, but I had one.
Well, maybe he was.
Maybe he was. I had one very strong request for the head coach of the New York Jets concerning something he needed to do if he wanted to back up his words. So, Aaron Glenn, I'm asking you, if you're going to back up your words, those tough words of if you're going to hurt us or not help us win, you ain't going to be here, then I expect Xavier Gibson to be cut today. Aaron Glenn, here's what I want to say to you. Thank you.
Do you feel bad that you took that young man's livelihood?
Why do you have to frame it?
Because you're claiming credit for it.
No, not credit. Not credit. I do not deserve any credit. I made a request that I think should have been obvious from every Jet fan. If the head coach is going to say passionately into a microphone, we're going to hold guys accountable. If you're not helping us win, you're not going to be on the field. I loved it. If he's going to use those words, they better not be empty. And to me, Xavier Gibson was easy because he hasn't done anything for 2 years outside of the kick return in the Zach Wilson, Aaron Rodgers game. Outside of that, he's been a nothing. Probably shouldn't have made the team to begin with. If you're not going to back up your words in what to me is an easy situation, then quite frankly, you're a fraud. And Aaron Glenn proved he's not a fraud. He proved he is who he says he is. So this has nothing to do with me being right or wrong. This has nothing to do with Xavier Gibson. He's a good kid who deserves an opportunity somewhere else. Just not here anymore. And that's okay. It's nothing personal. It's strictly business. But the headline is not Xavier Gibson. The headline is Aaron Glenn is the truth. And I appreciate that because I am sick and tired of being lied to. I'm sick and tired of being BS'd. I'm sure Giant fans are thinking, yeah, me too. I'm sure you are.
What does that have to do with the Giants?
Sorry, that wasn't fair.
Evan always brings everything back to the Giants.
I know. Maybe I should have said Robert Saleh or someone else. I just want someone who coaches my team to call like it is and then back it up with actions. And Aaron Glenn backed it up with actions, and he should be commended.
Right. Now, if Xavier Gibson was a contributing wide receiver as well as just a kick returner, he probably is not going to get cut. There'll be a different repercussion for him, just like there's a different repercussion for Quincy Williams.
Absolutely.
So, but he's still a good player, Quincy, so he's still on this team.
Well, you have
and to. He contributes in so many different ways, but if you're only contributing in one way and you're screwing that up, you're going to be gone.
I don't think there's anything
you're
wrong with that.
Of course not. It's the nature of the game.
Like, that's what it should be. I mean, why would you cut your nose off to spite your face with someone as impactful as Quincy Williams, who, by the way, went on later in the game to make a huge play?
So the oldest cliche, one of the oldest, is the more you can do, right? It keeps you around longer. What else does Xavier Gibson do?
Nothing.
Exactly. So that more you can do, it doesn't fit the bill for him. The more you can do, Quincy Williams, it fits the bill. It's a lot that he does.
I wasn't sure that Glenn was going to do this. And I was nervous about it because it's very difficult for me to have the same faith in him if he's talking a big game and not backing it up. And Aaron Glenn has talked a great game as head coach of this team. And as I always said, well, he's got to go back it up. It is only one game. They didn't even win the game. The early returns is that Aaron Glenn is genuine. And what he says, and what he does, he does. And I like it so far. So despite being 0-1, and I'm still disappointed about the loss, I finally got to the position you wanted me to be in at 2:30 on Monday, which is I'm in a good place. I feel good about the coach. I feel great about the offensive line. I mean, how can you not? Membu had like one of the greatest week ones ever by a rookie tackle. And I'm not confident they're going to beat the Bills, to give you an early prediction on it, but I feel good about where the franchise is.
By the way, that's not opinion from Evan. That is PFF grades on Armon Membu.
That's right.
The eye test that I just went through in about 20, 30 minutes ago.
Oh, so you went through the Armon Membu tape?
He was good.
It was that good?
He was really good.
Yeah.
Now, they ran the ball 37 out of 62 plays, and so if you're going to ingratiate a young offensive lineman,
just run the ball. Makes it so much easier. And if you can put up 34 points just running the ball, keep doing it.
Could you imagine if instead of
32 points?
Not bad.
32. Yeah, 32 points.
Can you imagine if instead of drafting Evan Neal, you drafted a talent like Armon Membler?
Be great. Could you imagine if the Jets had taken Tyler Warren like you wanted instead of Membler?
Well, he got off to a good start, Tyler Warren.
I know.
Seven catches, 75 yards.
But after
the
Vera Tucker injury, Membler was going to be very important to that team.
Look, the Jets took back-to-back tackles.
But Pittman played pretty well at guard,
too. He did. And Josh Myers, I guess, did a decent job at center.
He was not a problem.
Yeah.
So it was fine.
I'm waiting for Tiki to tell me how his tape grade review went on Myers.
I didn't look at Myers.
Oh. Once he tells me, I'm not a
problem. By the way, I'll take five. He was not a problem on my team.
Yeah. No, right.
Exactly.
No doubt.
And I apologize. I shouldn't have brought up Evan Neal. That was me knowing I'm surrounded by Giant fans and being very defensive, even though you've done nothing wrong. Like, have you noticed Sean and Lugie haven't said a word about the Jets this week? You want to know why? They got nothing bad to say.
Because they played well.
That's right.
By the way, I kind of want Evan Neal to start at guard.
Why?
Because
Ryan Van Roten's that bad?
It was bad.
Really?
It was just bad.
But are we confident Evan Neal could actually play?
I don't know. He's got so much talent, though. And he's big physically. I just kind of want him to figure it out. Put him in there and let him figure it out. It's better than whiffing on the first run play of the game.
No, I get you. And I know this is completely unfair, but I'll be honest with you, because of Mekhi Becton's success with the Eagles, Eric Flowers' success with Washington, there's almost this assumption, take the failed, highly drafted tackle, move him to guard, all good.
Yeah, the challenge with actually doing it, though, is that most tackles are humongous. So 6'6", 6'7", 320 pounds. It's hard to get into that guard, pose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it takes some work. So you got to do it in order to figure out how to do it.
Let's talk to a guy who was actually in Philadelphia last night for Mets Phillies. Nathan in Brooklyn. How'd you survive that, Nathan?
Hey, Nathan.
So I'll tell you like this. I hate Philly, the worst city in the world. I'm just going to say that out there. The beer guy so we were dressed up in Mets gear. He was shaking up the beers so that, that our beers would be all frothy. He gave it to us. And then Philly. It is what it is.
All right.
But anyway, just one thing about the game is that I saw, from what I saw, Suarez was great. They couldn't touch him. He was great. And sometimes you just got to tip your cap when there's a starting pitcher that's just pitching well. He was crisp. He was good. They couldn't touch him. When the bullpen came in, then the Mets were actually doing a little bit better. But I didn't understand. I know that the other guy, Colo, said about Mendoza's leadership and everything. How do you leave Hageman in against Schwarber with two guys on? As soon as he came in, I was like, this guy already pitched 50, 60 pitches.
Here's
you can see his pitches are flat.
Here's why. And I'm not defending it. I'm explaining it. I didn't like it either, but I want to give you an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Mendoza told you in the seventh inning of this game, I don't believe in the Met offense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe we can win this game. So instead of firing important bullpen bullets in a game we're going to lose, I'm valuing stealing outs from Justin Pete Hoffman Hagenman more than I am using a reliever.
Isn't that early, though?
Seventh
inning.
Well, six outs, because remember, it's the eighth and ninth inning, so you have six outs down 4-1. Just so that's conceding. That's what he did. Of course it's early. I disagree with it.
Yeah.
I would have fired a bullet to try to keep myself in the game. That's what I would have done.
I mean, and by the way, he should have gotten away with it.
Yes, that was all created by Vientos.
If Vientos charges the ball and gets the out, then you're out of the inning. It's not an issue.
What they should have done, if Mendy believed in his offense, and he doesn't, is Gregory Soto should have been in that game against the lefties. But Soto pitched the night before, which means he wouldn't have been available today. And so Mendy was playing the long game. And by playing the long game, conceding the game is not the right term. He valued getting the outs more than trying to win the game. That's what it was. And by the way, let me give you a positive. If the Mets can find a way to make the playoffs, you don't do that in the playoffs.
Right.
With so many off days, you don't have to do that in the playoffs. So you're always putting your better relievers in a spot that gives you a chance to win. So these are regular season issues. These are the things that affect you on September 9th, but won't affect you if you're lucky enough to be in the playoffs on October 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing to keep in mind. We'll talk to Connor Hughes coming up of SNY on the Giants and Jets, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019, and tell me if this is inappropriate. The San Francisco Giants are losing in the top of the first inning. Playoff baseball! Playoff pennant race baseball!
The last thing we want to hear is 17 more days of playoff baseball.
Well, there aren't day games, so you don't have to worry about it. This is a rare occasion. But we'll keep you posted. Diamondbacks 1, Giants nothing. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.